Hello everyone, welcome to Kickstart. Today we're talking about the Christian life. My name is Ronan and joining me is Kenzo.
Hello everyone, welcome to Kickstart.
The Christian life is the most amazing thing. The thing though, many people think it's just a religion or a lifestyle, but I'm here to tell you, Kenzo's here to tell you, it's far more than that.
Christianity in itself is definitely not a lifestyle. But in Christianity, there's a certain way that we live. There's a certain way that we do things. Just like a cat has a certain way of doing certain things. A cat climbs on the wall, climbs on the house, climbs through the window. It does certain things in a certain way. Even if a dog tries to do that, it doesn't make that dog a cat now all of a sudden. It still has the dog life in him. It's the same with a person that goes to church every week, prays every day. Just because he does all those things doesn't make him a Christian.
That is so true. Before I became a child of God, I was entirely different in every single aspect of my life. I can't even put it into words how much I've changed because I've received a whole new life. The very nature of my being is different. And the change that I've experienced was from the inside out. The thing, though, that is blowing my mind even still today is how much I'm enjoying this Christian life. It's far better in every way. Every day, the Lord has given me so much things to be fulfilled and thankful and grateful for. I go to church. I serve in the church. When people see me, they're happy to see me because I'm actually a blessing to them. I'm loving to them. My parents, they love me way more because I'm nicer to them, kinder to them. I don't feel bad about myself. I feel so fulfilled. It's like an overflow of love inside of me. And that is the life that we've received. It's a life that is like the life that Jesus has. Even the Bible says we can now love like Jesus here in this world. Because we have received that same life, that same nature. It's a love nature, and there's truly nothing better than to be a child of God.
Ronan, I can relate 100% with you. I mean, I'm a church staff at my local church, and I enjoy what I do every single day. There's no boring day in my week. Every day is exciting, it's full of joy, it's full of peace, and like you said, full of fulfillment. Now, the perception that I had of Christianity before I got born again was completely different. I had this idea that Christianity is this boring thing where you go to church every Sunday, you just tick the box. But when I looked at Christians growing up, or those that called themselves Christians that went to church, their life looked the same as any other person. Their life, those that went to church, their life looked the same as those that didn't go to church. And in some cases, even worse off than those that didn't go to church. And that's something I'm really grateful for that I discovered in this life, in this Christian life that we live today. It's not supposed to be like that.
That's so true. The best way I can describe that situation, though, is from the Bible. We see that you're actually transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be conditioned to come in line with the life you've received. So if your whole life you're brought up thinking you're a certain way, you will live that out. So the Bible says, as a man thinks, so is he. So even though he has become a new creature, if he thinks he is still the old person, nothing's going to change, even though he's a new being according to God. And we are part of a new kingdom. We're not even of this world, Jesus said. We have a whole, it's like being a part, if someone comes to South Africa where we live, but they're from Denmark. In Denmark, they got their own way of doing things, their own language, their own culture. It's a completely different way they were brought up than here. It's the same anywhere around the world. And you have to come to our embassy, our kingdom's embassy, if you want to be cultured in this way of life, if you want to be brought up in this life. And that's why Jesus has the church. That's why he gave us pastors, teachers, is for us to be actually raised in this life, grow in this life. So when you're coming to church, it's like going home. You're going to your house where you get raised by your dad, where you get taught things, and you're with your brothers and your sisters. It's really, that's the place where you get cultured and brought up.
So Ronan, what you're saying is that after you've become born again, after you've received this new life now, you have to learn how to live this life. And the best way for that to happen is in the church. I mean, God has put up the structure, the church, for the equipping of the saints. That's what the Bible says in Ephesians 4. So what that means is when you come to church, you are trained and equipped and taught the Word of God. Because the Bible says that the Word of God shows us who we are. It's a mirror. So we've received this life now. Now we look into the Word and it reflects the life that we have. Now, that's why coming to church is so important, because you learn more about God's Word. And in God's Word, like I said, He tells us what type of life we've received and how to live that out every day.
That's so true. When I look at the Bible, I see who I am. There's an interesting analogy I would like to give. It's you can think of it like this. There's different lights in the world. So if we go to a theater and there's like all these colorful lights, there could be a white piece of paper on the stage, but it might look blue, pink, or purple because of the light that is shining on it. And when we look at our lives, we should see it in light of God's Word. That's really transforms everything. So before, I used to worry a lot. I had worries. I would always have to think. I had a perception that I have to like try and strive in life.
Figure everything out.
Yeah, or I have to work to make money. For example, that's a good example, is actually money. I used to think I had to work for money, start businesses, invest, do all these things. But there's a whole new light I have on how I manage my money now. Before, I used to go to the doctor, go and get a regular checkup, make sure that I'm not sick, take medicine, take vitamins. But I have a whole new light on my health now. I don't do any of those things. There's a different way of going about all areas of my life now that I've found in the Bible. But it isn't just so simple, because, you know, I read the whole Bible in 3 months when I just became a child of God. And after reading it all, I learned so much and I was so blessed, and so it really did so much for me. But I didn't learn necessarily all of these things that I can apply in everyday life. So that's like the thing that you're saying to us, is we have to be cultured, we have to be equipped by our pastors, because there's always an order with God and it pays to do God's things God's way.
Let's take health as an example. Growing up, I always went to the doctor for regular checkups, or when I felt symptoms in my body, I went to the doctor or I drank a pill, because that's the life we were conditioned to live growing up. But as I grew in God's Word and what He said concerning this life that I received when I got born again, I saw that I have divine health in me. That's part of the package that I've received in this thing called eternal life, in being born again. Now, then I learn in God's Word by coming to church. I see, okay, what do I do in this situation? If I feel symptoms in my body, what do I do? Do I go to the doctor? Do I drink a pill? What do I do?
Yeah.
But God's Word says that you address that thing. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. So the Christian walk isn't just for those who have recently become born again, but for all of us in Christ. Yes, you begin learning this new life, but God expects us to grow unto maturity and become firmly rooted in the faith. And there's no better place to do that but in church.
Absolutely. And that's all we have to do, is we have to follow then what the Word says. It's simple. So guys, if you're not yet in a church, just ask your father, say, Lord, where do you want me to go? Which church? Please show me. And He will be faithful. He will show you where. And just go to that church where you can be brought up in this life. It is so amazing. And that's going to be all we have to share for you today with the time given. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. And we'll see you next time on Kickstart. Bye.
Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to know more about the Limitless Teens Church, or if you'd like to get your copy of the TiVo Daily Devotional, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Google Play Store or Apple App Store today.